สวัสดีค่ะ
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We flew a very long way from home, Thailand, the land of smiles. And it is our pleasure today, and a little bit of pressure, to be presenting in front of you today. As a representative of Asia-Pacific region, we are going to talk about Homebro stock. This is a stock of a great company which had delivered great results, and we are telling you now to sell it. As a financial analyst today, we would like to bring you a different perspective on Home Product Center that even with the current analyst buy consensus, we stand here with the opposite point of view. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to take profit on HomePro. Although HomePro has delivered more than 150% capital gain in year 2010, we grow our sell recommendation with 1 year price target of 7.21 Thai baht, a downside of 22% as of April the 1st. With this, three reasons validate our viewpoint. That is, first, HomePro's strong fundamentals are being upset by the strong future competition, which lead to second, the unfavorable growth in its growth story. And third, is the fact that the stock is overpriced by the market. For a brief picture of the company overview, HomePro is Thailand's largest home improvement retailer, a one-stop shop that targets middle to high-income homeowners. So we have made several visits to HomePro store, and just like Home Depot, you can expect to find everything for home improvements, ranging from construction materials, kitchenware, sanitary wares, and home furniture, which account for the company revenue as followed. Being the first retailer of its kind in Thailand, HomePro gained the first mover advantage in terms of the store widest coverage. Its currently 40 branches capture the most lucrative geographical segment in Thailand. And this has led to the impressive historical sales growth over the past 5 years. Recently, in July 2010, the company was added into the SET 50, which is Thailand's 50 Blue Chip Index, with a market capitalization of about $1.3 billion and a dividend yield of about 1.7%. Yes, HomePro has strong fundamentals, and we expect them to continue as reflected in our team forecast of first, the increase in the gross profit margin as the proportion of the the house brand product increases. Second, the decline in its leverage position of 10% over the next 3 years. And third, is the fact that the stock, while the company collects the cash from its customers, it's actually paying its suppliers on credit. And therefore, we can imply that there is no additional investment required on working capital as the company expanded its branches in the future. So again, yes, HomePro is indeed a good company, but my colleague will tell you why it is no longer a winning stock this year in 2011.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is essentially a case of a good company and a bad stock. And this is a bad stock because of two reasons. First, because HomePro's growth story has changed. And second, because this stock is already overpriced by the market. But before we tell you why growth has changed, let's first take a look where growth for this company come from. To explain this simply, growth for HomePro come from the three main geographical areas. First is the Bangkok and First Tier provinces, the higher income market. Second is the relatively untapped lower income provinces, also called second tiers. And third, it is from international expansion. What the first one is its existing growth source for the company, the other two are the new areas that HomePro management is looking forward to get. And now, we are going to tell you why the future might not be as bright for all the three areas. First, let's take a look at Bangkok and First Tier provinces. A look at the current competitive landscape in 2010 shows HomePro's strong dominance in Bangkok and First Tier provinces, with other players lagging behind in terms of store presence. However, things will look much different in the near future, as HomePro competitors, Homework, Thai Wasadu, and also Global House, looking to more than double their store branches over the next 3 years. And that is not to mention the entrance of the giant furniture retailer, IKEA, in November 2012. Now, with intensifying competition, we believe that it will become harder for HomePro to negotiate for favorable terms of purchase with new suppliers, and therefore a downward adjustment in account payable days from 120 days to 100 days in 2013. Now, the company's next move is basically to venture into smaller provinces, smaller market, or so-called second tier, to reap any domestic opportunities left. Well, this move seems perfectly sensible as HomePro is already present in virtually all of the first-tier provinces already, as you can see by the blue area over there. But the question here is that whether this move can actually match such a strong growth HomePro used to enjoy in its own markets. Our concern centered very much around this, the distribution of provincial GDP by HomePro presence. Out of 76 provinces of Thailand, HomePro is already present in 19 provinces. And these very same 19 provinces already capture 70% of the entire nation's GDP. Well, can you imagine what is left for the rest? For the remaining 57 provinces, we found the average income per head to be only $2,400 per year. Well, Thailand is not a rich country, but this number is just very cruel, especially for HomePro. No matter it's about the consumer lower purchasing power, the higher personal cost per Thai baht of sales, and most importantly, the lower return on investment. And also, after our several visits to the stores in the second tier provinces, we found that there are already a number of competitors catering to the needs of the locals already. They are already occupying the space in this modern trade channel. Therefore, we believe that the future that the management look and expect it to be rosy, it might not really be that way. And lastly, our evaluation also takes into account of the risky growth prospects in the international market. Currently, the value that HomePro management can really expect to get from the international expansion is 0.27 baht per share. And yes, it's that tiny little box over there. The reason why this value is so small is because currently the plan of HomePro is just only to conduct market research in Malaysia. And if the findings are favorable, then we will have to go ahead for the project, set up the fourth store in Malaysia maybe late 2012. But even then, there are really several risk factors involved in the success of the whole program. No matter it's a challenge of meeting foreign consumer taste or a possible decline in profit margin as a result of the change in business model. With three growth areas, we are left with two main financial implications. First, the change in AP days that will reduce the growth in future cash flows, and second, the decline in sales and operating income growth. These together with our rather unsupportive view on industry. We strike a strong opinion in the change in home broker story with a target price of 7.21 baht. And now my colleague, Mr. Igapop, will tell you why our relative valuation will further confirm that this stock is overvalued.
Along with the firm note from valuation, we are also seeing a strong warning sign from the market, both from relative valuation as well as the momentum indicator analysis. For relative valuation, HomePro is currently trading at 19 times its future earnings, the highest among industry peers. Looking at price to book, we arrive at the same conclusion, that the stock is overvalued. Also in Z50, HomePro is on the list of stocks with the highest multiples, 9th place for PE, and the 5th place for both price to book and EV EBITDA. So what do we know now? We know it's expensive comparing with peers, it's expensive comparing with Z50, but above all, this stock is very expensive when compared to its historical self. We're looking at the graph of HomePro PE relative to that of the Stock Exchange of Thailand. Right now, this relative PE is at one of the highest points it's ever been, at the second standard deviation above historical mean. The same pricing level can be seen with relative EBITDA and relative price to book. All this is telling us is no matter how good the company is, market expectation has overtaken what management has promised to deliver. So the question is, why should you sell right now? The fourth quarter of each year is usually when HomePro seasonal sales to the strongest Q-on-Q performance. Although we were already seeing some downward adjustments, HomePro price has rebounded a little when 2010 financial results came out. At the first glance, the 45% year-on-year growth in earnings beat most analyst estimates, when this is actually in line with our forecast. What's important is while the market is busy overreacting to the news, it is a perfect opportunity for you to sell. With intensifying competition, slow growth prospects, and a rather risky market outlook, we ground our price target at 7.21 baht and a solid sell recommendation.